T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
Well, yesterday was a sad day for Steve.
Why?
After 19 seasons, Ellen DeGeneres finally signed off.
Oh. I told you, man. My days of Ellen are long gone. Oh. Of never watching a show in the first
place. That's why she left.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
It was not sad. It was a joyous day yesterday.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
At a party. I'm sad that none of you guys made it. I sent you guys the Evite.
Yeah.
Oh, must have missed that. Must have gone to my spam.
I wanted to go to the Ellen last viewing party.
Yep.
You know, but
yeah. Me and Tatum watching it.
Oh. Yeah. I know Tay Tay is a very big fan of Ellen.
And by
likes the dancing.
What were you watching?
We were watching Peppa Pig.
Oh, yeah, that's what I figured. Okay.
Yeah, cool. I'm pretty sure Ellen was on at the same time. So kind of sort of watching the final last.
Yeah, that's it.
I think there's a character named Ellen on Peppa Pig, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, the real Ellen.
The sheep, I don't know.
Susie. The real Ellen did sign off yesterday, and here's what she had to say after 19 seasons.
To all of you who have watched this show and supported me, thank you so much for this platform. And I hope that what I've been able to do in the last 19 years has made you happy, and that I was able to take a little bit of pain away from a bad day or anything you're going through. And I hope I've been able to inspire you to make other people happy and to do good in the world, to feel like you have a purpose.
Well, she surely wasn't talking to her staff then.
I know. I was like, could you imagine being like a former staff member and you're seeing this? You're like, shut the... I would like take the controller and throw it at my TV.
Yeah.
I'm like, screw you making people happy. You're a miserable human being.
Oh, man. Yeah. And I mean, but you know, look, her show did make people happy, you know.
Except her coworkers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I can't speak for the coworkers. So it's a bittersweet moment. I mean, she did make people happy who viewed her, but who worked for her, that may have been a different story.
Or who got all the free stuff from her. I always wanted to go to her show simply to get like free stuff around the holidays.
Right. Yeah. Her and like Oprah have made looking under the seats very disappointing in my life.
Yeah.
Because I'll look under hoping there'll be like a random surprise under there. There never is.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got nothing, did you?
No.
Yeah, sorry.
But I'm on a bus. Like, what am I expecting? Like, there's going to be, like, some kind of, like, a new book under there for me.
Hey, you never know. Maybe some gum, you know?
Ooh, oh, there's plenty of that, BJ.
Yeah. If you go on a public, but yeah, transportation, you go into those seats, Steve, you'll find a lot of fun stuff. Here's some more from Ellen, again, on her final show yesterday.
And I've said it before, but I'll say it again. If I've done anything in the past 19 years, I hope I've inspired you to be yourself, your true, authentic self.
Okay.
And if someone is brave enough to tell you who they are, be brave enough to support them, even if you don't understand. They're showing you who they are, and that is the biggest gift anybody can ever give you. And by opening your heart and your mind, you're going to be that much more compassionate. And compassion is what makes the world a better place. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. I feel the love, and I send it back to you. Bye.
Peace.
And I feel the hate from my old coworkers, and I send it back to you.
I mean, again, it is bittersweet with Ellen because I know she went through a lot and was one of the first performers I ever really remember to come out and basically say that she was openly gay. And mm-hmm. I mean, she blazed so many trails. So, you know, I don't know what happened with a lot of folks at work. I mean, you know, people come out and said what they said. But I mean, as much as I want to joke and vilify her, I mean, if I take the totality of her entire career and what she had to do, I think we're going to remember Ellen as a pretty special person, you know, as far as in the world of entertainment. Well, I never worked for her, so I don't know what she's like that way.
It wasn't because when she started saying that sentence, and she ended up saying something really heartfelt and it was pretty powerful. I'm not going to argue with you. What you're saying, absolutely right. But when she said, if I've done anything to you in the past, you know, X amount of years, I was fully expecting her to be like, I like to apologize. I know I had a bad rep. And then she went down a whole different road. And I'm like, okay, she's not acknowledging that at all, which I get. Like, how you're 1 foot out the door. You're probably not going to be like, hey, I heard I was a real crappy person, but deuces. You know, I mean, I guess you got to have to, like, forget about that.
You know, and Steve, you and I are old enough, and Rev as well. You know, and look, I actually haven't been the greatest guy to work with.
What are you talking about? You've been a peach since day one.
Day one.
A total peach.
You know, you and I have worked with people that weren't peaches, and you know, I think anybody older than us can tell you that there were if you hear what Ellen did, I think there's a lot of folks that could come forward and go, yeah, I was like that, or my boss was like that. It was kind of like the way you did business. And so that's why I can't throw stones, because I have experienced it myself and I have been that guy myself. So I can't throw stones. I'm not saying what she did or didn't do was right or wrong. I'm just saying I really can't throw stones at her.
Well, I thought it was also touching at the end when she was waving goodbye to everyone, whoever was on their staff thought it was a really sweet idea to play the song Ding Dong, the Witch is Gone.
Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, sir.
They changed the lyrics because they thought that was a little too, you know.
They changed the lyrics. Well, that was really very courteous and thoughtful of them,
They did like a piano version. You couldn't tell them unless you really listened.
It's unfortunate that you know, that tainted her last show, because Oprah didn't have that. I have no idea what it was like to work with Oprah. Again, it was a different time. You know, would people come out and say stuff the way they do now?
Yes, they would. I think that we would have heard so much.
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel like somebody would have said something, but I bet somebody had a bad time with Oprah. Or maybe Gail, whoever was in charge over there. I mean, someone's got to be the bad cop in any situation.
I don't think you're wrong at all. I think in any situation, somebody's going to have a bad experience with somebody, you know, how good that person is, and they'll have like a tainted view of however they are. But
taint.
Can you guys get your mind out of the gutter?
Must be the company I keep.
Yeah, good point. But it seemed like an overwhelming amount of people were coming out about Ellen. A little bit different than, like, you had a bad experience with two or three coworkers. It seemed like she had a bad experience with the staff.
It's tough. I mean, it is tough because, it looks like it, Steve. Everything you're saying, it makes her look worse than anybody else that we've heard of who is a talk show host and, you know, with the kind of stuff that she does. And that's why it's tough for her to have to go out like that. It's, you know, because she did do a lot of good and it was a great show for a lot of people. And as I said, what she went through, it's tough that it had to end with that, you know, that cloud over her head of, you know, how she allegedly was to people.
Well, clearly it's not that big of a cloud. I mean, she saw a full studio audience of people that were touched, and I'm sure lots of people really appreciated the message that she put out there. So,
but there was only one person. You see, there was only one person behind the camera. There was nobody else working for her.
That's true. That's true.
That's the big reason why she has to go. Really, honestly, I'm tired of doing this by myself, literally, because everybody quit.
They just turn the camera on. We don't cut. We have nothing else. It's just go. Yeah.
Hey, you know, talking about celebrities having a hard time with their attitude, did Charles Barkley try and get into a fight with the fan base of an NBA team? Oh, Steve's going to tell you all about this. He's got the Migs Report for you at 6:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It is back, Pain in the Grass.
You know, this is the biggest rock festival the Pacific Northwest is going to see this year. I mean, three big days, you know, kind of four big days, really.
Labor Day weekend, BJ, Incubus. We have Bush.
Well, yeah,
yeah, of course. Alice in Chains. Some great local bands like Wine Only and The Wreckage. They're going to be there, as well as Glenn Cannon and The Damage Done. Aaron Jones. Man, oh, man. Sammy Hagar, George Thorogood. Forget about it.
This is a heck of a show, man. Really, really is. And, you know, tickets, they are on sale as we speak. And you can also get, though they're going quick. You can get the BJ and Migs party tickets. Those are available. And also, we still have $9.99 lawn seats available for Friday and Sunday shows. You have to be a Rockaholic Club member, but that's free to join. Just go to KISW.com, and, well, that's where you want to go to get all the info. KISW.com.
Well-informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys, and thanks to Kia Up You All for giving us the Migs Report. And today is Nothing to Fear Day. So if you have a fear, today's your day to conquer it.
I like it.
Okay.
I like this.
I don't know what you're fearing, but, you know, maybe it's spiders.
Oh, I fear a lot. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing to fear but fear itself, really.
And spiders.
Also, I like this because it's the go to popsicles. It's National Grape Popsicle Day.
Grape Popsicle
Just grape.
Day.
Huh? Yeah, just grape. What other popsicle are you going to go with?
Grape is the worst. Orange is the best.
Ew. Orange is the best, and cherry is the worst.
I got to dodge this one.
Okay.
Steve's so sorry. Mad.
I don't disagree that orange is great, but it's not better than grape.
Yeah, orange is not grape.
Thank you, BJ. Also, it's National Road Trip Day, obviously, because it's Memorial Day weekend. Good reason to get out of town.
Yeah, is it, though?
I mean, as long as, maybe on a bicycle.
There you go.
Yeah. I know gas prices are kind of expensive.
Go out in a Lime scooter.
Yeah, exactly. Get on the bus. Let it go where it takes you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of headlines have me going, I think I'll just stay home, have a barbecue.
All right, maybe stay at home and listen to some piano-driven music, because it's old-time piano player day.
Is it really?
Cool.
You mean like Shakey's Pizza piano?
I don't know. Whatever kind of piano you want to do. Got me thinking, though, if you were putting together like a band and you could have any penis piano player.
Pardon me?
Jeez, sorry.
Well, I mean, if we could have any penis, I would choose you.
I'm trying. You guys. Yeah. You know, I get text, Steve, everything you say is sexual. And here I am, just trying to talk to you guys like normal human being. You got the giggle squad over there.
Well, could have said piano player, but now you went with penis.
Or pianist instead of penis. Yeah.
Look, you guys need to put some Q-tips in your ear and clean them out, because I said pianist.
Oh, yeah.
You certainly did.
Yeah, you did there, buddy.
All I want to know is if you're going to put together a band and you could take any piano player that you want, who do you want being the piano player for your band?
Oh, well, you know what? I don't know if I know a whole lot of piano players.
I bet you do. Come on, you're Elton John.
All right, I'll put him in the band.
Okay.
All right.
I think I'm going Ben Folds.
Okay. Oh, I forgot Ben Folds played the piano.
Yes.
All right.
I cheated and I went online to look at different piano players.
This is not like a test.
It kind of felt like
it actually does feel like a test, and Vicky shouldn't cheat. I think
that's
she's
not
disqualified.
Cheating. You can do research. There's grading on this. I'm not giving you like a
player. If you give me the internet, I can answer all your dumb
Tori
questions.
Tori Amos. I mean, that's a good piano player.
Good call.
How about Freddie Mercury?
I was thinking Freddie Mercury.
Freddie played the piano too. I forget all these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Ray Charles.
I guess, or who's the guy that did his cousin? What?
Oh, Roy Orbison.
No. Great Balls of Fire guy.
Yeah. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
And I should pick Brian Wilson. I take my pick. I got to pick Brian Wilson.
There you go.
Yeah. How could I forget he is a piano player?
All right, Danny, are you going to go with some from My Chemical Romance or something
they
that?
They don't have
That's
a piano.
Not a bad idea.
They have piano in their songs.
They do, but they don't have a piano player.
They
so
don't?
I have to go with Andrew McMahon from Something Corporate.
Oh, yes.
All
right.
Good pick.
Okay.
So is anybody Yanni?
Yanni?
Did Yanni play the piano?
I didn't know that.
I don't even know.
Yeah, does anybody in Orgy play the piano?
They play the synthesizer, so I don't really think that would count. But you know what? I'd go with Stevie Wonder.
Oh, okay.
What was that band, Kansas, with the coked out piano player? That's the guy I want. Remember we talked about that
good
dude?
Good call, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't even care how he plays. He's just there for the party.
Okay. And that's his name, Coked Out Piano Player. I don't think he has a name.
I can't remember his name. What the hell?
I think it's Jimmy Coke.
I can't remember.
It's Cokie McCokerson. That's his name.
I don't know, but there's a video out there. If you just type in, like, Coked Out Piano Player from Kansas, you'll find the video.
Ronnie Platt.
Ronnie Platt.
Yeah, that's right.
He's wearing, like, super high, like, socks and, like, short shorts and shirtless, and he's just going... I would say balls out, but that's not the right term when I'm talking like about short shorts.
Yeah, well, I think right in that position we have the picture of him in, they probably are out.
Ooh. Or maybe Don Montree. He was the earlier guy.
Oh, now we don't know. There's a lot
of keyboardists who have come. Well, maybe Dan Wright. There's a lot of keyboardists that have been going through Kansas there.
Well, they had a coke problem, of course.
Yeah, apparently. Steve Walsh, maybe. John Elefante.
Wow, you've got a lot of piano
Craig
players.
Craig Roberts.
They all play piano
David
for Kansas?
David Mannion. And for different iterations. I'm not sure which era the version guy was.
What about Cokie? Where's he at?
He's still in the band, so yeah. Okay. Alicia Keys. Someone said, Steve, I'm disappointed. Ooh, I can't believe you didn't go with Billy Joel.
No. Well, I don't want to be in
a band with a guy that's going to curse me out all the time.
Why not? You know what I mean? The guy's going to give you love every night.
Oh, someone said Zach Wilde. He's actually classically trained.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that either.
Paul Schaefer.
Bro, nice. Paul Schaefer, yeah.
So okay. Rick Wakeman from Yes.
Oh, right, yeah.
Speaking of Yes, I know we're going to tell some silly stories about that, Charles Barkley and all that, but got to send our love and condolences to the Alan White family. You know, he's been living here in the Northwest. He's not originally from Seattle, but he's been living in the Northwest for a very long time. And yesterday, I mean, we talked about Ray Liotta during our show. We found out that he passed away. And then soon after our show finished, got word that Alan White passed away. I didn't even know he was battling any illness. It was a short illness, 72 years old. Obviously an incredible drummer. He recently was in the news because somebody stole the drums that he used on John Lennon's Imagine, which really makes me sad because I don't think they've found those drums yet, and it's sad that he passed away before knowing that those drums were back with his family.
He was a very, very giving person, too. I met him through downtown Joe Bryant because he was a mentor for Joe doing his radio classes and at Mercer Island High. And so I went there to do some mentoring type stuff. And that's where I met Alan. And, you would never know that he was the great drummer that he was or that he was part of an amazing band. Just a super down-to-earth guy. And he and his wife couldn't have been sweeter. And like you said, Steve, our condolences and lots of love go out to his family.
And dude, think about, like, not only did he obviously play with Yes, and that's some great drumming on their stuff. But also, it seems like he was the guy that former Beatles would go to. Like we mentioned, John Lennon asked him to play on Imagine, which, I mean, that's just... If you accomplish nothing else, which he's accomplished a lot, but if you accomplish nothing else, you get to play on one of the greatest songs ever written. That's pretty damn cool. And he also played with George Harrison on his record, All Things Must Pass.
Yeah. And he really thought he was getting prank called when the call came into him to drum for John Lennon. He was just like, this is not a real thing. He couldn't believe that, you know, somebody as iconic as that recognized him and wanted him to play drums for his, you know, for the Plastic Ono band. So, you know, that was a highlight of his career, and that just shows you how good he was, because, you know, John Lennon could have had anybody.
It's funny, one of my buddies on Facebook shared a fun story. My buddy Matt Bentley, he talked about a time that he met Alan White. It's just a great illustration of just how chill and how cool of a guy Alan White was. He says, many years ago, I was picking up a car after getting some repairs. I was chatting with a mechanic, and then he asked me how my band was doing. Another guy that was sitting in the lobby chimed in and said, hey, what kind of band are you in? And Matt replied, oh, I like a prog rock band, and then told him the name of our band. And then Alan White said, oh, yeah, I'm also in a prog rock band, too. Matt replied, cool, what's your band called? He says, I'm in a band called Yes. To which Matt replies, bro, that name is already taken. And Alan goes, yeah, it's taken by my band. I'm Alan White, and I'm the drummer of Yes.
Wow. That's amazing.
I guess they talked music for a while after that. He couldn't be more gracious and nice of a guy. I saw that story yesterday. I'm like, man, that's a fun story, and what a great, it illustrates just how cool of a dude Alan White was.
There's a lot of stories like that, Steve. I was on Facebook yesterday. I was very surprised at how many people got to know him and all said the same thing. Just a great dude.
Well, yeah, because he lived in an area and it wasn't like he was just like hiding from everybody.
No.
Like he was always out and about and very supportive of the music scene and all the great musicians that are here in the Northwest. Yeah. Also, sadly, the keyboardist of Depeche Mode passed away yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Andy Fletcher. Yeah, 60 years old.
Tough day yesterday, man.
I know, dude. It was just like, hey, he just hates seeing that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about something that'll put a smile on your face, and that's Charles Barkley. I don't know if you guys watch much of Inside the NBA. I'm sure Joe does. I'm not a big basketball fan, but man, if Charles Barkley and Shaq did a podcast, I would listen to it. Because the two of them, whenever I do watch Inside the NBA, there's like a fun love-hate relationship between those two that is just very entertaining.
Yeah, they're characters, and so you got to love that.
Well, also, Charles not only has a love-hate relationship with Shaq, but he has a hate-hate relationship with the Golden State Warriors fans.
Oh, does he?
Apparently does not like them. And they also do not like him. I think it's a playful thing, but like at some point they start chanting, "Chuck, you suck," during like the pregame stuff because you got all the fans in the background.
Yeah, he does.
So they were talking about the big game that was happening between the Golden State Warriors and the Mavs. Spoiler alert, the Golden State Warriors won, I think, four games to one. They won yesterday.
Wasn't that big of a game, really?
Right. But the announcers were like, "Hey, Charles, who do you want to see win?" And of course, he's like, "I want to see the Mavs." And here's Charles Barkley explaining why.
"But why do you think the Mavs are the best team?"
"I don't think they're the best team. I just cannot pick with the Warriors because I hate their fans. Their fans are obnoxious. I actually like the players on the team and the coach, but I hate their fans."
I'm
pulling for the Mavs. I just want to see these people suffer.
Okay.
I want to see these losers suck.
Let me.
I'm pulling for the Mavs because I'm rooting against these Warriors fans. They're obnoxious and they're a pain in the ass."
So then after the game, of course, the Warriors win. Now they're outside the arena. The fans, of course, are riding pretty high on the fact that their team is going to the NBA Finals. So while the Inside the NBA guys are all doing their stuff, somebody took a T-shirt and chucked it at Chuck and hit him with it. And he just, like, snapped, turned around, and he held his coffee mug like he was going to throw it into the crowd. He was grinning during it all, but it was still kind of an awkward moment when you watch it on television. But the best part is, while all this is going down, Shaq's on the side of the panel, and he's just struggling not to laugh at the entire thing.
"Yo, they throwing stuff up here. Hey, Chuck, sit down, bro. Come on, Chuck. Sit down, Chuck. As a celebration."
Hey, there you go. Charles Barkley
celebration
versus the Golden State Warriors fans.
I didn't see it, and I know it was just a T-shirt, but man, I think that's over the line. I hope they toss that idiot if they can get that idiot out of there because, you know, stuff is happening. At some point, when does a different line get crossed and where the Chuck You Suck is not fun? And
some,
you know,
drunk idiot takes the fun playing between him and the fans as like, I'm going to show Charles Barkley what I think.
Yeah, dude, they're just people, especially drinking people. Yeah, man, I don't blame Charles for getting up. And even, like you said, you saw him, it looked like, I guess you said he was smiling.
Yeah.
I'm glad that, you know, he at least was able to, you know, but God, you know, I mean, I really, after Will Smith, I'm sorry, you just, you know, anybody does anything anymore, you go, you're out of the place. You can't go anywhere near the performers.
All he needed was Shaq to stand up and get behind him and flex. I think everybody would put those shirts down their pants because they'd be like, "I don't want to piss anybody off."
Oh, you don't have to put down their, put their, oh, okay.
That way the shirts aren't even, not within throwing.
All right.
I don't know where else you put them. You could drop them on the floor, I guess.
Not sure, yeah.
You want to get them dirty?
Well, I suppose if you want to be impressive to the ladies, you can put them down your pants too, and then there's two things to accomplish.
Okay. So what's up next for the Golden State Warriors? The winner of the Miami Heat-Boston Celtics series, which I believe Boston's got a 3-2 series lead right now.
Yeah, this is, boy.
The team that you thought was already eliminated from the playoffs.
I thought they were out, and it looks like they may, they have a great chance of going to the finals. How cool is that?
You know, also has a great chance of moving on and doing some great things with the Edmonton Oilers in the NHL playoffs. They're on to the next round. They ended up beating the Calgary Flames for a 4-1 series win.
Yeah,
the game was full of controversy, though, because it made us, remember that Kraken game, the first game of the year with the kicking?
Yep.
The game against the Vegas Golden Knights, and it was kicked. Was it a kicking motion or not? That's exactly what happened in this game. One of the players was trying to stop, but also it looks like he was kicking the puck in the net. So then it was like going back and forth on whether or not it should have been a goal. But then it was disallowed. And so we were like, why was it disallowed? It's such a weird rule, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like the rule,
so many shades
though.
Of gray.
Yeah. You have to have that rule. Otherwise, people are going to be kicking the puck in the net. I mean, Steve, you take that rule away, don't you think then people are just going to be kicking the puck in the net?
Oh, for sure. But I mean, then some of the ones where it's like, it looks like the guy's just like, it redirects. It's like, where is the redirect and where is the kick?
That's the tough one.
Yeah.
But that's because people are cheaters, and so they have to have this rule. So, I mean, yeah, I'm with you. It would be great not to have that rule so that, you know, some goals could be what they... But, yeah.
I do love the player that it happened to. He's just like, I don't think I understand the rules.
Yep.
Yeah, if you didn't intend to, you feel like this sucks. You know, like, I didn't, you know. I mean, because you can bounce a puck off of anybody and have it go in the net.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I get it. It's a tough one.
Also, the Rangers, they end up losing to the Hurricanes. So now they're down 3-2. Tonight, we'll see.
Those Hurricanes.
Let's hope the Colorado Avalanche lose so they can go to a game 7.
Yeah.
They take it on the St. Louis Blues. T-Birds, 2-2 series leading their conference finals. Two-two series tie, my bad.
There we
go.
I was going to say, wow, they're really good if they got a lead out of tiding.
Well, it's a tied series, but they're playing a little bit better, so they got the lead. No, they're playing Kamloops tonight in Kamloops.
Okay, well, it's a series at least. You like that when it's 2-2.
Mariners, is it a series? They're taking on the Houston Astros this weekend.
Yeah, this is going to be, you know, just when we think, though, that, okay, the Mariners, this is horrible. You know, this is their opportunity to really show us that they still have something.
The Sounders play this weekend on Sunday against Charlotte. That's at home, right?
Yep.
All right, go Sounders.
It's going to be fun.
Woo, all right.
One last story. I don't understand what's going on. Have you been paying attention to what's up with Paul Allen and the Seahawks in this story?
No. You mean the late Paul Allen?
Yes, the late Paul Allen.
No, I don't even know what's happening. What's going on?
Paul Allen owned the Seahawks and then also owned the Portland Trail Blazers.
I do know that.
And apparently, he had a thing in his will that said that at a certain point, his teams need to be sold to fund his passion projects when he passes away.
Really?
And we're getting close to that. And, of course, the NBA and the NFL is like, no, the Seahawks are not for sale. But at some point, they might have to be put up for sale because of this thing in his will.
Oh, I did not know about this in his will.
Yeah, he said according to a reporter, they said Paul directed that the trust be liquidated upon his death and the assets used to fund his passion projects. None of this is up in the air. The instructions are clear. The sports franchises and everything in the trust must be sold.
Whoa.
So who knows when that's going to happen. The NBA, like I said, or the NFL keeps saying, no, it's not going to be sold. But if it's in his will, it's in his will.
Yeah, how do you, and you've got to expedite that as soon as, now granted, the NFL does have say in who buys teams and all
the owners do have a say.
And I would imagine the NBA does as well, so maybe that's why it's not as cut and dried. It's like, yeah, that's what Paul wants, but we get to decide what happens with the team. So,
The only good news is that one of his passion projects is the Steve Miggs Future Fund.
The Future Fund?
Yes. Ensuring my future is good.
The SMFF. I love that. It's one of my favorite
stories. That story, and I'm like, what a weird thing.
Yeah. Wow. Then again, it is his money. So, boy.
Right.
Whoa. A lot of this is now, my brain wonders, now that we know this, it makes me wonder about, like, what decisions the Seahawks are making.
But it happens within 10 years.
Oh, within 10 years. And how long has he been gone? About
2018.
2018, 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
What if Russell Wilson buys the team?
Plays for the Broncos?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I don't think that would be good.
It would be tremendous.
Yeah.
What a weird story, though. And I saw that. I was like, that is such an interesting thing. I wasn't expecting to see something like that. But also the Trailblazers as well are probably like, what the hell? But some people believe that they're happy to hear that because Jody Allen's doesn't seem to care about that team.
Yeah, yeah. This is a very interesting thing because there's people that obviously stand to make money and probably want to keep the money train going because, you know, or at least their salaries going because you never know if you're going to keep your job when, you know, new stuff like the new owners come in.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to have a high of 67 degrees. It's going to be cloudy and windy. So if you have a kite, maybe today's the day to take it out.
Today's the day?
I'm speaking to myself because Tatum has a kite. thanks to Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Septic, and Mechanical for giving us the Mix Report, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, Steve did get this one wrong.
Good. Neville Longbottom appeared in what book series?
Dr. Seuss?
No.
The encyclopedia?
No.
Yeah, it was written in encyclopedia.
The places we will go.
No.
I am so sorry, sir. The answer was Harry Potter.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!